You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is your boy, Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. What's up, Trey? What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. You know, got knocked out of the playoffs. You know, you had to go ahead and do it to me last second, but we're still here. We're still excited for fantasy, you know, at that end of my season, but we're still here to help everybody else, so let's get it.
I mean, honestly, I hate to do it to you, bro. I love to see you pumped and ready and just all in, buddy, but you know, I mean, there's only one way to the top, and apparently this year it was through Trey. But we got Albert, as always, popping in. Sup, fellas? What up, Big Al? You doing all right, buddy? Facebook user, what up, boys? That might be Roop. I'm not sure. What's going on? Pop over to YouTube or put your name in there. Let us know who you are. But, hey, it's the Waiver Wire Show, guys. It's championship week. The waivers are the real deal this week. Listen, guys, some of these people here obviously are going to be long shots or super flex. I mean, there's all kinds of different leads and different ways to get in there. So let's throw it up, Trey. Let's get to it. Let's get to our top quarterback waiver wire ads for week 17. Starting off my list is Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, not sexy at all. 9% rostered in sleeper leagues. 15 of 22 last week. 250 yards, one touchdown. He got 19 yards on the ground, so that's good. He's a game manager. He did get a rushing touchdown, so that's something. Against Tampa Bay, they got a division matchup, so, I mean, they're play harder. And, yeah, I think he could help you out in a pinch, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, like we said before, you know, it's the DJ Moore, Sam Darnold world, and they both kind of complement each other and make each other both fantasy relevant. And that seems to be the case and will continue to be the case the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anthony popping in. What up, 4th and Flex? What up,
dog?
How you doing, buddy? He's over there in that in the Marvel Universe League with us, Trey.
Yep.
Bayou Bengal, hit that like button, y'all. You heard Bayou Bengal, guys. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel, guys. We're giving away stuff. We gave a performance package last week. We got an Aaron Jones jersey that's coming up. As soon as we find out who is going to be in the Super Bowl, we are giving this Aaron Jones jersey to somebody. So hit that notification bell so you know when it's coming.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping into our next quarterback waiver wire ad this week, we've got Baker Mayfield, baby. Only 17% rostered. He was 24 for 28, 230 yards and two touchdowns. Baker finally found a scheme and a coach he goes well with. I mean, he carved up Denver's defense and will easily be a QB2 against the Chargers this week. And the Denver defense, I mean, is supposedly one of the best defenses in the league and was just carved all over the place by Baker Mayfield. Sean McVay and him have finally got a connection. I'm excited to see what Baker does moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield, Denver defense supposed to be really good. Apparently, Baker threw all over them. Baker Mayfield, help him. He can help you out, guys. But moving on to my next guy, and it's another not sexy pick. It's Davis Mills. Listen, 17% rostered in sleeper leagues. Last week, 17 of 28, 178 yards and one touchdown. And 8 yards on the ground. You know, it's not a lot. It's almost a point, depending on your league settings. Like I said, it's not an amazing, sexy ad this week. It's strictly matchup-based. The Jaguars' defense is a little weaker, and I think that actually is a pretty good game going on. Trevor and Davis Mills, I think, both do decent in that matchup, Trey.
Yeah, a lot of Jaguar matchups have tend to be shootouts here recently, especially not a great defense against with a great offense. Both of the teams should go off pretty insanely. I think Davis Mills has a good week.
Yes, sir. Sir Bongs a lot in the clouds. What's popping, Sir Bongs a lot? A special shout out to Sir Bongs a lot. He's the one who put it on Huss's page. Hey, guys, go over, check out Fourth and Flex. They're giving away a Manscaped package. Shout out to Sir Bongs a lot. We appreciate you, bro. Much love there.
But jumping into our last quarterback waiver wire ad this week, we got Gardner Minshew, baby. Minshew mania, only 9% rostered. With a playoff berth already secured, Hurts could be out one more game to let his shoulder heal for the playoffs. Minshew was 24 for 40, 355 yards and two touchdowns, plus four rushing attempts for 5 yards and a touchdown on the ground. If Hurts is unable to go, Minshew will be an easily fill-in for Hurts owners and people going against Hurts owners to grab up off the waivers to block their opponent. So they got to go get somebody like a Baker or a Davis Mills. I'd rather have Minshew over those two, honestly, please.
Yeah, no doubt. Gardner Minshew, top five quarterback last week. Insane. Minshew magic is a real thing. Trey had him some Minshew last week, and he had me sweating in our matchup. Gardner Minshew, guys.
Also, I had Devonta Smith, and I don't know if you saw when he got that touchdown where he put on the ski mask and kicked the door in and then robbed the Salvation Army.
Yeah, bro, I did see that. That's nuts.
I couldn't believe he did that.
I know. I'm
surprised he didn't get a fine for it.
No doubt, no doubt. And Sir Bongzala says, you know, it's all love, baby, all love. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get fined for that either, man. That was nuts. But, hey, his boys jumped in to help, too.
Yeah, right.
But moving on to our running back ads for Week 17 in your fantasy championships. Hey, guys, sound down in the chat if you are in the fantasy championships, and let me know who got you there. Who's the player that put you over the top this week, guys? Sound off in the comments. But yes, sir. But Gus Edwards, now he is 70% rostered in sleeper leagues. Last week, 11 carries for 99 yards. It's kind of hard to figure out the Ravens offense running back wise, who's going to be the guy. Gus Edwards is boom or bust, so there is some risk in that ad. But he took over in the second half. J.K. Dobbins, it looked like they rested him. And maybe they're just trying to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs because the Ravens are in the playoffs. But that just means Gus Edwards is going to get you some work next week, Trey.
Yeah, I think that you're probably hit the nail on the head with that. I think J.K. Dobbins, they're just trying to rest him a little bit, their work, because that dude stays injured. They want him to be ready to go for the playoffs. So they're going to work Gus Edwards in there, especially this coming up week. So I like Gus Edwards as an ad a lot if he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's Kenneth Gainwell, 41% rostered. He had four rushes for 17 yards, but he also had four catches for 41 yards. He played 30 snaps to Sanders' 38, and Sanders had a disgusting fumble that basically cost the Eagles the game. Don't be surprised if his role is more of a split with Gainwell in Week 17.
Yeah, Gainwell. He's getting a little work over there. I mean, he might be able to help you out. I like it. I love the edge, right? But moving on to my next guy, and this guy is probably on the top of the list for most appearances on the waiver wire show this year, and it's James Cook, 78% rostered in sleeper leagues. Last week went for 11 carries, 99 yards, one touchdown, only one catch for 9 yards, which was surprising. I thought he was going to be more of a pass-catching back. However, his production as of late has gone nothing but up, up, up. He's slowly taking over as the lead back over there. And the Cincinnati matchup next week, that's way too juicy to pass up, Trey.
Yeah, man. And, you know, what I've realized with the Bills is that, you know, in the first half of the year, their wide receivers go crazy. And then when the weather gets bad up there, their running backs start taking off. And I've noticed that that kind of change in the climate is a change in their offense. And you have to when you're playing in Buffalo, you know, and that's probably why you only got one catch, just because of the weather and everything like that. But if you notice, Cook and Singletary both have got more work, where people like Stephon Diggs have done nothing the past 3 weeks, and it's because of the weather. So I like that ad a lot.
Good point. Great point.
But moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's Tyler Algier, and he's been here last week. I think he was here a couple weeks before that. He had 18 rushes for 74 yards, 4 catches for 43 yards. He outtouched Cordero Patterson 18-8. With Caleb Huntley hurt, this two backfield, Algier has taken the main role and is a must start going forward. I really love this dude. Like we've talked about before, he's a rookie. They're pretty much out of the playoffs, so they're trying to see what they got, and they're giving Algier all the work they can.
Yeah, I started Algier in one of my leagues last week. I love the Tyler Algier ad. This guy, he's starting to get the work, and he's starting to do something with it. They're giving him carries at the goal line, so he's getting it all. He had all the opportunities to get you touchdown, and he has touchdown equity going to the fantasy playoffs. I love it. But before we can move on to our wide receivers, guys, we're going to talk to you about our sponsor. We love them. You know, you've heard it. We gave something from it away last week, guys, and it's Manscaped. Manscaped, guys, look, you got this thing right here, man, the Lawnmower 4.0. This thing is a bad mofo, guys. It's waterproof design. It gets all the crevices. You're not going to be all nicked up and all that good stuff. It's a great thing to have in your arsenal, especially for them single guys out there. And ladies, if you're watching, I promise you, your man will love this.
No doubt. The Lawnmower 4.0, I mean, it's got the LED light. You can use it in a dark shower, wherever you need to take it. If you get the performance package, it comes with the man shed travel pack that you can take anywhere with you. They got the Boxer 2.0s that are 10 times better than any Fruit of the Loom you ever put on. Shout out Manscaped, guys. Get you some of them.
Absolutely. And them boxers are legit, Trey. Absolutely, guys. Go to manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Trey, you can't beat it. You cannot beat it at all. Let's go ahead and jump into our wide receivers here, Trey. Starting off my list, it's got to be Richie James. Look at the Giants holding down the top spots in our wide receiver waiver wire list. I love it. Richie James last week, 38% rostered in sleeper leagues, 12 targets for 90 yards last week. Since week 14, he's been the wide receiver 24 in fantasy points per game. Wide receiver 24, that can help you in the championship. He's got a 25% target share on the Giants, and they're going against a Colts secondary who has struggled with slot receivers, Trey.
Yeah, I like it a lot. You know, this Giants team, Daniel Jones has become more pass heavy, and he threw a ton of passes last week, and they're starting to figure out which receivers they want on this team that can actually do something. Which leads me into my next wide receiver waiver wire ad, Isaiah Hodgins. He had 8 receptions for 89 yards and 1 touchdown on 11 targets. He's had solid fantasy performance 3 of the last 4 games, and it seems the Giants are throwing the ball just a ton more. Look for Hodges to continue with double-digit targets in Week 17 against a horrible Colts defense.
Yeah, I love it. I think you'd be good either way you go. Hodgins, Richie James, they're both good ads this week. So if you can't get one, go ahead and grab the other.
No doubt.
And earlier I said, shout out if you made it to the fantasy playoffs and let me know who got you there. Albert says TJ Hockenson, CeeDee Lamb. Hockenson went off, Trey.
Hockenson was insane. CeeDee Lamb had a great week. I have no doubt they took you to the championship.
Mm-hmm. Facebook user Hockenson carried me to the finals. Tommy says, I can tell you who didn't get me there. The Broncos D, negative 3 points. Baker, they made Baker look like Aaron Rodgers, Trey.
Not sure about that. I think they've made Baker look better than Aaron Rodgers, but the negative 3 was sad.
Yeah, I had them going against Trey in my matchup, bro. So I was tripping on that Broncos D. They didn't do a thing, bro. They didn't get a sack, any turnovers. They did nothing but let Baker run all over them. I'm sorry, Tommy, about your luck. I was right there with you. And Dylan popping in came here from Facebook. Facebook, I got to get the inside scoop to take Bandy down. Dylan, you better have hit that subscribe button, bro. That's all I got to say. Me and Dylan in the Bandy Bowl this week. And hit the like button, too, while you're at it. You're going down, bro. You're going down. That's all I got to say, man. It's the Bandy Bowl is what it's called. Bandy has to win the first one, right, Trey?
That's right.
But moving on to my next top wide receiver waiver wire ad for week 17. I've got Brandon Cooks. Listen, 72% rostered in sleeper leagues, 4 catches for 34 yards and 1 touchdown. Look, he's back from the calf injury. It looks like he cares again, Trey, so that's something to look forward to. And he's going up against the Jags team, who's middle of the pack against wide receivers. I think it's going to be a juicy matchup, and I think Brandon Cooks at least gets you a tutty, Trey.
Yeah, I don't think Brandon Cooks is going to go crazy, but the volume's there, and he's easily likely to get you, 12, 14 points somewhere in there in that range. Look at Brandon Cooks to be a low wide receiver too, I think, and this coming up week.
Yep. I agree.
But that moves us to our – oh, go ahead.
Oh, you're right. Go ahead. Tommy says Diggs has also been disappointing. I agree, Tommy.
No doubt. We'll get to Diggs later. Greg Dulch being our last wide receiver waiver wire ad this week. He's 11% rostered. He had 10 catches for 98 yards and 3 carries for 25 yards. He was McSorley's favorite target, out-touching everyone on the team but James Conner. He scored more fantasy points in 1 week than Diggs has in 3. So, get you some Greg Dulch.
Yikes. That's insane. Yeah, I love Greg Dulch, and he looks electric, man. I mean, if he had good quarterback play, I mean, he could be in the running for Rookie of the Year. He's a rookie, right? Yeah. Dulch, yeah. I love me some Dulch. But that's the wide receivers, Trey. Moving to our tight ends this week. Starting off my list is Tyler Higbee. Now, he might not be available in your league. He's still 72% rostered in sleeper leagues. But last week, 11 targets, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns. He led the team in targets. He led the team in receptions. Him and Baker have a connection. I mean, that's obvious. This is the Higbee that we thought we were getting when we drafted him earlier in the season.
Yeah, and when Kupp went out, everybody thought Higbee, would kind of skyrocket, and it didn't really happen. He's finally developed that connection with the quarterback that is going to get him the ball. Baker realizes that Higbee's probably the best wide receiver he's working with at this point, and I think they'll be good going into this week.
For sure.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it's Logan Thomas. He was 21% rostered in sleeper leagues. He has 6 catches for 35 yards on 8 targets, which isn't the greatest, but he's played more than 50% of the snaps when healthy and was second on the team in targets against the best defense in the league. He should have an even better matchup against the Browns this week. I like Logan Thomas to get at least 10 points, which is at minimum what you want out of your tight end, so I think he's a good ad.
Yeah, I love Logan Thomas, and it's looking like Carson Wentz might be the quarterback there. Logan Thomas got 6 catches just from Carson Wentz when he got in. He got 8 targets total today, so 6 of those came from Carson Wentz when he got in the game. So if Carson Wentz is in, I definitely love Logan Thomas as a start this week, Trey.
No doubt.
But moving on to my next waiver wire ad for the tight end position, it's Shane Zylstra. And you might be saying exactly what you might be saying. 0% rostered in sleeper leagues. He's a risky start, I'm not going to lie. He could be a league winner, though. I mean, who knows? Jared Goff might see and have a connection with him. The coaches might install more for him, but that's a lot of ifs and mights for me. He could also lay you a goose egg. So you got to risk it to get the biscuit, though, guys. So if you got the guts, if you got the goals, get Shane Zylstra. Put him in your lineup this week, Trey.
Hey, 3 touchdowns, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? A lot of players don't ever get that, and he got it in 1 game. So I like it a lot. Our last tight end waiver wire ad, we got Mitchell Wilcox. And you're thinking, who again? This dude's also 0% rostered, but he had 6 catches for 35 yards. His catches have went up every week. And if Hayden Hurst is unable to go, Wilcox will be in the mix again with a Burrow that's on fire. He's not going to go crazy, but he won't give you a goose egg. I mean, every week that this kid's played, he's got more and more catches every week, and is slowly on the rise. So if that's what you're looking for, if you're just trying to find a tight end that's not going to put up a goose egg, I think Mitchell Wilcox is a great play.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, that's might all that be out there on the waiver wire. So if you need somebody to go, Mitchell Wilcox is your guy. And Albert says, do you guys like Dotson this week? Hell yeah, I like Dotson this week. I should have played him last week. He's been on fire. I just thought it went without saying, honestly, is why he wasn't mentioned in the wide receivers here. Jahan Dotson has been incredible, man. And again, he's somebody I think could be in the running if he wouldn't have been out for those few games in for Rookie of the Year, Trey.
Yeah, and if you watched our Friday show, I said that you know, a great prop bet on our prop rally of the week, it was Jahan Dotson getting a receiving touchdown. It was plus 450 odds. I mean, it was free, and he got it. So I like Jahan Dotson a lot.
I'm playing him next week. Write that down, Dylan. If you're still watching, Jahan Dotson is definitely in my lineup. Facebook user, what's good? Happy holidays. Up on vacation in the mountains of Tennessee. What's
nice.
Going on?
What's good?
Yes, sir. And Tommy says, I may be done in fantasy, but the Packers are still in the playoff hunt. They really are.
Yeah, for now.
For now. Rodgers said, relax. Everyone said, yeah, okay, Rodgers. But now it's looking like they have a shot, Trey.
Yeah, they might have a shot at the first game of the playoffs. I'll give them that. But, I mean, how often do they take it past that point? That's all I'm saying.
Yep. We'll see. And it's Coop from TSS Fantasy over there. Says two championship matchups this week. You like Purdy or Minshew this week? Had Jalen go down. Trey, I know you can take this one.
Yeah, I mean, if Jalen Hurts is out, you got to go Minshew. It's Minshew mania all day over Purdy. Yeah, it's pretty simple for me.
It's pretty simple. Go Minshew, get you some magic. I love it. He's got most of the pieces around him to do big things. Guys, if you have a start sick question, throw it in the comments, and we're going to answer it. We're going to answer it here in just a few minutes. And Dylan says, Dotson is on your bench. You did put out a fake lineup. You got to keep them guessing, fellas. Got to keep them guessing. But let's get to the fun part, Trey. And that is our top defense / kicker waiver wire ads for week 17 in your fantasy championship. I'm going to throw you a defense out there. And it's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Next two matchups, you know, I'm going to say two because there's some people that play to, you know, week 18. They got the Texans and the Titans. I think that Texans matchup is going to be good. The defense has improved a lot over the last few weeks, and Davis Mills is sure to get sacked and sloppy. I know I have him on the QB list, but, you know he's going to take some sacks or throw a pick, maybe even two.
Yeah, I like the Jacksonville Jaguars a lot this week. My defensive ad for the week is the New England Patriots. They're playing the Dolphins. Tua was through like three interceptions the last game. He might be out for this game due to a concussion. If he is, then the backup was Teddy Bridgewater, who's probably bound for one or two interceptions and definitely some sacks from the Patriots. The Patriots have been on fire, and I love them as an ad.
Yeah, I should have stuck with the Patriots. I saw the Cincinnati matchup coming up and the Dolphins, and I got nervous. So I picked the Patriots back up, and we're going to go ham on them, Trey.
No doubt.
But moving on to my kicker, a kicker you should throw out there. I got Matt Prater. He's 5% rostered in sleeper leagues. He made three field goals and an extra point last week, and two of those field goals were from over 50 yards. He's got a good matchup against the Falcons defense. They can stop you sometimes, so I think that will give him enough to get field goals, Trey.
Yeah, I like it. My kicker ad for this week is Mason Crosby. They're going against the Vikings, and it looks to be a shootout of sorts. Close games call for kickers to put up points, and they're going to need Mason Crosby if they're going to win that game.
That is great point, Trey, against the Vikings. Almost every game has been a close one with them. I love it. That's great. The great ad, Trey. But that is our waiver wire ads for week 17 in your fantasy playoffs. Guys, it is time for the gag bag. The gag bag are people that we are sick of, we are done with. And this week, it's players that we are 100% not putting in our lineups for the fantasy championship. Trey, take it away with your gag bag for the fantasy championship.
Yeah, so my first gag bag I got this week, pretty easy, and it's the entire Denver Broncos, offense and defense, every one of them. Just put them all in the gag bag.
Yeah, I mean, they've been rough, Trey. They've been rough to watch.
Defense put up negative points. Russell Wilson he had two interceptions before he had a single positive yard. It's just throwing the whole team away. But, they fired their coach, so hopefully, things get better. It's just sad, man.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos, throw them in the gag bag. My next gag bag person is Juwan Johnson. Look, it's too risky to mess with this week. Whenever you need him to do good, Taysom Hill does good. I can't trust him even as a streaming option this week, Trey.
Yeah, I agree. Juwan Johnson, throw him in the gag bag.
Who else you got, buddy?
So my last gag bag here is kind of a combination of three guys that were probably first or second round picks, but I'm just going to throw them out there. And it's DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, and Davante Adams. All had 10 points combined in half PPR this week. Combined. All three of them have had the last 3 weeks terrible games. Like, if you rode these guys all the way to the playoffs, you're probably not in the playoffs anymore. It's just sad to see some of these all-star wide receivers just help you just lose your championship. But these guys have just done nothing. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins had 0.9 points in our league this week.
Yikes. Bad quarterback play. At least for D-Hop, Stephon Diggs, I don't know what to say about that one, buddy. It's just rough times.
Davante Adams, I mean, it's sad.
Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, D-Hop, throw them in the gag bag. Moving on to my last gag bag, Patriot, it is Alexander Mattinson. Guys, look, Dalvin Cook made it through an entire season without getting hurt. So if you kept Alexander Mattinson on your bench all year long, it was for nothing. I'm sorry about your luck, but Alexander Mattinson just, wasn't used this year, Trey.
Wasted pick, man.
Give it to me real quick.
Alexander Mattinson, throw him in the gag bag.
Absolutely. That's the gag bag. People, we're done with. We're not playing. We're not touching them. But it's time for everybody's favorite time, and it's time for trivia with Trey.
All right, trivia with Trey, baby. Let's get into it. Are you ready, Bandy?
Yeah, let me stretch. All right, let's go.
All right, starting off, we got an easy one for you. Can you name the only NFL team to make the playoffs the past 7 seasons?
Like they've made the playoffs every year in the past 7 seasons?
Right.
Green Bay Packers.
Incorrect.
What? All right, well, hang on here. Let me guess again here. The Patriots.
Incorrect. Kansas City Chiefs, baby.
Okay. 7 seasons, you said?
That's right.
Wow. Impressive.
All right. Next question. Can you name the only team that hasn't made the playoffs since 2010?
2010? The Texans?
Incorrect.
The Jaguars.
Also incorrect. Okay, one more guess.
All right. The Panthers.
Wrong answer. It is the New York Jets.
Oh, God. It feels so easy when you say it.
They might make it this year, though.
Albert said the Lions. Tommy said the Bears. And I guess Dylan was right with the Chiefs. I don't know if he waited till you said the answer and then put that, but I just seen it. So, all right.
Like we always do, trivia with Trey. Can't do trivia with Trey without a Brady question. So, what quarterback besides Brady has won a Super Bowl with two different teams?
Peyton Manning.
Easy enough, baby.
I got one. You can't just say, who else besides Brady and make it's a Brady question. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you got to mix it up a little bit here and there.
I love it. I'm just kidding. And Peyton says, hello, Trey.
What up, Peyton?
What up, Pepe? yeah, that all you got, buddy?
That's it for Trivia with Trey.
That has been Trivia with Trey. We got a couple questions here in the comments. Guys, any other starts and sits, go ahead, put them in there now. And we're going to go ahead and answer them for you guys. So let's pop one up here. Dylan says, start or sit Tom Brady versus Justin Fields. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, you know, it's risky. I like Justin Fields, but Brady tends to do something crazy in the fourth quarter. And, you know, if you would have started Justin Fields instead of Brady against me, I probably would have won. So it's tough.
Well, here's the thing. Now, let me tell you if this changes it. We got Justin Fields against the Lions, and we got Brady against the Panthers. The Lions have been number one quarterback scoring on them, fantasy points allowed.
That's very true, but Justin Fields is kind of his own quarterback with the way he gets his fantasy points. So it could be different with that scenario. I do like Justin Fields against the Lions more, but I also like Justin Fields last week more, and Tom Brady ended up putting up more points. So who knows?
Yeah, true that.
Guess you'll have to wait and find out, Dylan.
Yeah. Just throw a couple curveballs in there, and we're going to have to see. And Anthony's got a question. You guys still trust in Ramondre as an RB1 in week 17 after his stinker last game?
Yeah, man, I feel like you have to. You know, 2 weeks ago he put up an amazing game, and they're going against the Dolphins, whose defense isn't that great, and tend to get ran on more than thrown on. So I like Ramondre this week for sure.
Yeah, I like Ramondre going in there. I'd love to know what other options you had, but Ramondre, I'm still trusting him, I think, Trey.
Yeah.
That's all I see up here. If anybody else has got one, throw it in there. Guys, but it is time for some Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we got the Cowboys versus the Titans.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 7. Give me the Cowboys to win this game pretty easily.
I'm going to take the Titans is with the upset here. I think the Cowboys can lay a dud at any moment. And I think it's going to be in this matchup because they are not as good when they can't run the ball. And what do the Titans do best? Stop the run. So there we go. Dylan says Chuba Hubbard or David Montgomery, Trey.
I like David Montgomery against the Lions. I think that he has a better matchup than against Tampa, like Chuba Hubbard will have.
Yep, I agree. But let's get to some Cowboys starts here. Dak has been on a hot streak, and now I think you start Dak up for sure. I'm like I just said about the run, Titans stopping the run. I'm very cautious about starting Zeke and Pollard. The Titans run D is legit. I think one of them may do good and one of them's going to disappoint you for sure. And most likely be Zeke disappointing you. Pollard always seems to find a way. CD Lamb is a must start. Cowboys allowed eighth most points to opposing wide receivers. That being said, I'm still sitting Noah Brown, but I think Gallup is a good start here. And they also allow the eighth most points to opposing tight ends. So I think, you know, Schultz has had a couple of rough games, but I love this matchup. And I'm also going to start Brett Maher. I think Maher gets some points in this match, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt. And the one thing I will say, though, is, you know, Zeke's had eight straight games with a touchdown, because it seems like Tony Pollard gets it all the way down to the one and they let Zeke punch it in. So, I mean, starting either one of these guys, there's definitely upside to it. But, yeah, I like it a lot. Jumping into my Titans starts, Tannehill's likely done for the season. Playoffs unlikely. So you're looking at Malik Willis. You know, Henry's hip has been limited in practice, and week 17 has zero playoff implications for the Titans. So he could be rested. Monitor that, because they're talking about benching him for this week, because their matchup in week 18 against the Jaguars is what really matters for their playoffs. This week has nothing to do with their implications. So, like, if Henry plays, I think I start him. But if it comes out that they're not playing him, you know, obviously you got to pivot. But Haskins has been only a pass catching back, so I don't want to pivot to Hassan Haskins. I'd rather go get a Tyler Algier or a James Cook or somebody that's out there. Burks and Robert Woods haven't performed enough to be startable in this matchup. All in all, basically no one can be trusted in your fantasy championship on this team in this game.
Yeah, I mean, and if what do you think about Henry? Do you think is he gonna start or sit this week?
Man, they haven't come out and said completely yes or no. He's limited, or he did not practice. He's got a hip injury. They're saying that basically it's going to come down to a game time decision. I think that they're going to sit him, because they did it. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, when there was no fantasy implications. They rested all their starters because they didn't need to play them. They didn't want to risk injury. I would be very surprised if they didn't sit Henry in this matchup.
Now, look, if Henry doesn't play, I might have to change what I said about the upset. But if Henry's in there, I think they got a shot.
No doubt, no doubt.
But I like everything else there. I mean, you really can't trust anybody there. I mean, I couldn't even trust Hooper, man, a tight end to throw in. I can't do it, not even Chig. But, yeah, that's the start and sits for Thursday Night Football. Let's get into a little pre-game prop rally. Cha-ching! Pre-game prop rally with Fourth and Flex. Last week, I just need to throw this out here. Last week, I had Jerick McKinnon plus 420. Shout out 420 crew. That wasn't planned or anything, but plus 420 odds over 0.5 receiving touchdowns. If you listen to your boy Bandy, then you made a little dough. Easy money, Trey. Easy money. But this week, I got a little something for you. Obviously, this is in the Cowboys and Titans game here. I like Dalton Schultz, plus 220, over 0.5 receiving touchdowns. Now, look, if you're looking at the odds, you'll see Dalton Schultz anytime touchdown. The odds are less, 120. But Dalton Schultz isn't going to run the ball in. He's going to catch it. So go down to the receiving, Dalton Schultz receiving touchdown, 220. Just a little hot tip for you. The Titans' pass defense is suspect, and I love those odds, Trey.
Yeah, I like it a lot, man. I think Dalton Schultz does great in this matchup. I have an even better bet, though, for you guys this week, and that is Dak Prescott anytime touchdown, rushing or receiving. I assume it's going to be rushing, but it's at plus 575 odds. And what, like we've talked about, the Titans are good against the run. I think they get down to the 1 yard line. They run some kind of a sweep with Zeke going this way. Dak goes this way. Quarterback keep. 1 yard punch in. 575 odds.
When it's any time for a quarterback, I thought that, does that mean they have to run it in, or that means they can
they
pass
can
it
get
in too?
Pass to them, yeah. I mean, that's obviously that's not, you know, normal, but it's more of a rushing thing anyway. But anytime is regardless, rushing or receiving.
I like it.
That's it, baby.
Yeah, I like it, guys. There's a couple, you know, hot bets, good things to throw in there to help you out, make you a little dough while you're making a little dough in the fantasy championship, baby. And Albert says, if Henry sits, is Akers a good pivot play, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, Akers, if you got Akers out there, you know, he wasn't on our show because he's a little higher rostered than a lot of the guys we got. But Akers was number one running back on the week. I mean,
well, against the Chargers. They got the Chargers this week, too. Yeah. So I like that. I mean, couldn't hurt. Tommy says, great show. As always, gentlemen, good luck, everyone. That's right. Good luck to everyone in their fantasy championships this week. Shout out to Tommy, man. Good dude. Never misses a show. Love that guy. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Like this video, please, for us. If you don't mind those likes, they mean a lot for us. Look, we like and help you. Please like and help us. But thank you guys so much for watching. Trey, any final thoughts for us, buddy?
Except for the fact that you guys need to hit the notification bell because we're giving away the Aaron Jones video as soon as we figure out who's in the Super Bowl. You need to come check that out. Get on the wheel. Make sure you're here when we do it. Leave a comment and you will be entered on the wheel of destiny. So don't forget to hit that notification bell. Hit the subscribe button and like this video while you're here because you like us.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And thank you so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace out,
Girl Scout.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.